Basa. Still, Beznak tells the husband, you have to pay your ksuba. Goyva ksubasa. This is the klal, since the ksuba is called the Maisa Bezdin, and Toyin Acha Maisa Bezdin Klum. She has the right to say that she did not receive a ksuba yet, and the husband has to pay it. What about she takes out a ksuba? She has a ksuba, but we any more get, she doesn't have a get. She says she lost the get. He Meris of Agiti. She says, I lost my get, but I didn't collect any ksuba yet, and here's my ksuba, I want you to pay me. The husband says, Ovad Shavri, he should know that I already paid you up the ksuba. And at that time you said you lost your ksuba, so I was written up a receipt that I paid you up. Where's the receipt now? The husband says, I lost my receipt. That's a shayla. She says she lost a get, and he says, no, I paid you up already, but I lost my receipt. The same type of the case of a bal choyv, shehoitzi shtar choyv, yeini my prusbal. A regular bal choyv has a shtar, a malv has a shtar saying that I lent you $1,000, you owe me $1,000. And we know shavias, shemita just passed by. So halacha is, if you don't write up a prusbal, you can't collect your money anymore. Because that's the halacha that shavias is meshamet. Once shavias goes by, that frees you from paying back all your chayvis. But if you write up a prusbal at the corner that Hillel made, a prusbal means you write up a special shtar, as if to say you're giving it over to Bezdin, and Bezdin is the one that collects your money. So therefore, shavias is not meshamet, because it's not called you're collecting your money. It's called that Bezdin is collecting the money for you. That's all right. So the Baal Choyv, the Malvus says, no, I wrote up a shtar prusbal. So therefore, I still have a right to collect my money. Just I lost it. So the halacha is, in these two cases, they did not get paid up. The Malva does not have a right to collect his money, since he doesn't have his prusbal. And the same thing, the Isha does not have a right to collect her ksuba. Since the husband says he paid her up already, so halacha is lo yifro, these two cases, they do not get paid. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, he says that min ha-sakona v'yilch. There were times when the Goyim made a sakona, made a gzeira, that the Jews can't do mitzvahs. So therefore it was like a sakona to hold on to a get, or to hold on to a prusbul. So in such cases, isha goyvok subosa shloi beget. Since she has a right to say she lost a get, because it's a mokam ha-sakona, it's hard to hold on to it, the Goyim will kill you if they find it. So therefore, she has a right to say she lost the get, and if she has the ksuba, for sure she could collect the money. The same thing, the mouth of the Baal Choyv has a right to come and collect the money, because he has a right to say, I wrote up my prusbal. We ask you, where is it right now? So before the sakana, it's a good kasha. A person doesn't lose the prusbal. You don't lose your ksuba, your shaiva, your receipt. She doesn't lose a get, if she lost the get, we see there's something wrong. Or if he lost his prusbal, we see there's something wrong. Therefore, we don't let you collect the money. But over here, where there's a sakana involved, so we understand why you lost your prusbal, or why she lost the get. They're afraid to hold on to it. Therefore, we don't see anything wrong with the fact they lost it. Therefore, the lachur is, they can still collect, that she has a right to collect the ksuba, and the Baal Choyv has a right to collect his money. That's what the Mishnah says. Now the Gemara says, the Chura Shema Mina, from our Mishnah we have a Raya Shema Mina. So Rashi says, Midiktoni, since the Mishnah says, Goyva Ksubosa, you collect your Ksuba, but your Itzoy is Get, Mashu, when she comes out with a Get, that's the first part of the Mishnah, that if she shows the Get, then she has the right to collect the Ksuba. So when this is approved, Shema Mina, Koisven Shoiver, that we write a receipt, which really we had already before, there's a machlokes, the Gemara, Bava Basra, if you write a receipt or not, when somebody pays up money, and the other person doesn't have the shtar to give it back, like over here, she says she lost the ksuba. So when the husband pays up the money, we should be afraid that the lady is going to take the ksuba out and collect the second time. So in order to stop that, the chur will be write a receipt to the husband saying that he paid up the money. So now, if she comes to collect the money a second time, he'll take out the receipt and show it. The other reason why we should not write receipts is because now the malva has to hold on to a receipt. It's not so easy. He may lose it. Better is to say, I'm not going to pay you up until you give me back the shtar. Like here, the husband says to the wife, nothing doing. I'm not going to pay you up to ksuba until you give me back the shtar ksuba. That's one way to say. For now, Mishnah, we see not like that. Our Mishnah says, even though she does not have a ksuba, still, the husband has to pay the money. Now, for sure, when the husband pays her the money, he gets a receipt back. So he says, such a din, we write receipts, even though he does not get his shtar back. So Shvamin that's arrived from the Mishnah that Koisvin Shoiver, you write a receipt. Yeah. Diyan Koisvin Shoiver, because if we don't write receipts, so how could the wife collect her ksuba here without her ksuba? Lechish washing, we should be afraid. Duma mafkula luksubasa ugviyaba. Maybe tomorrow, the next day, she'll go to another Bezdin, and then she'll use her ksuba and collect a second time. How could our Mishnah say if Anisha comes with a get alone? Without a ksuba, she collects the money. So we should be afraid that tomorrow she'll collect it second time. Elamai, the pshat is, the teretz is, that for sure Bezdin now writes the husband a receipt. So we're not afraid she'll come to collect the money a second time. Because if she comes a second time, he'll take out the receipt to show that he paid her up already. So that's right from our Mishnah, we write receipts. Omar Rav, Rav says, no, there's no right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah is talking about a place where they don't write ksubis. They don't write any ksubis. So therefore, the same machana tonight bezdin. So therefore, that's why we pay up even though there's no shtar to receive. Because there's no ksuba here. But maybe other places where there is a ksuba, we don't write receipts. We say you don't have to pay up until the person gives back the shtar. Now the Mara says, well, Shmuel, Shmuel holds though, Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says, after Mokim Shekosvin Ksuba. No, even in the place when they do write a Ksuba, still we have the din of our Mishnah, that if she doesn't have a Ksuba right now, she collects the money. So according to Shmuel, it has to be that you write a Shev, you write a receipt. For the Gemara, the Shmuel, Kosvin Shev, is that true? That according to Shmuel, you're telling me now, that the husband has to pay up the Ksuba, even though we know the wife has the ksuba, and she doesn't have it with her right now, still the husband has to pay her, so why aren't we afraid maybe tomorrow she'll take out the ksuba? It has to be that Desdin writes the husband a receipt. So you're telling me now, according to Shmuel, that we do write receipts for tomorrow, is that true? Well, the Shmuel kais fin shoyver. Omer Ravan Ravanan says, the di mefashli menei dir ma Shmuel, I myself was explained in the name of Shmuel like this, that the Mokom Shein Kaisvin, no, the Mishnah is Vedavka talking about a place where we don't write Ksubis. Because if it is, of course, they're in a place that they do write Ksubis, then the Loch is not like this. Then the Loch is we do not write receipts, and therefore if the wife has the Ksuba, the husband does not have to pay her the money until she takes out the receipt. She takes out the Ksuba. So here you see, according to Shmuel, we do not write receipts. Because Shmuel says, Dafka, Pemokim Shein Kaisvin. Now, V'yomar Kasafti, let's say it's a place where we don't write ksubas. And the husband says, you should know, I did write a ksuba. Is all of love iraya? Then the husband has to bring a proof to say that she has a ksuba. What about the Mokim Shein Kaisvin? If it's in a place where they do write ksubas. V'yomar, and she says, Lekosvali, no, my husband did not write me ksuba. Is all of love iraya? She has to bring a raya. Rakol pointing me see that Shmuel holds that when there is a ksuba involved, we do not make the husband pay until she pulls out the ksuba. Now the Gemara says, V'yaf Rav Hodebe, even Rav also was choizer. That you want to say, Rav says, the Mishnah Song Madafku Mokim Shein Kaisvin Ksuba. V'yaf Rav Hodebe, the Yom Rav, Rav says, no, Bein B'mokim Shein Kaisvin, Bein B'mokim Shein Kaisvin. Our Mishnah applies both cases. Whether it was a normal manner to write a ksuba, write up the shtar, or else no. In some places they did not write up a shtar ksuba. It's a tanai bezdin, everybody knows. Leis bezdin masna lei, everybody knows this. So that's enough. Fiyaf rab ho debay. Yidoma rab, obey the mokum shekoisvin, mokum shen koisvin. Get, if she has a get, if she puts out, it pulls out the get, halacha is goiver ikka ksubasa. She's goiver the ikka ksuba. Goiver ikka. She's going for the ikka, which means the 100 or 200, the ikka ksuba. Mashen ken ksuba, when she brings out the ksuba, then goiva toisefes. Then she's going for the, if there's more amount of money involved, she gets the more money, she gets the toisefes money. V'chol haroitze lo hoshiv yobav yoshiv. And Rav said, whoever wants to ask any questions, will come and ask any questions. According to Rav, there's no difference whether there is a ksuba or not a ksuba. That's the lacha. When she comes with a get, she collects her ikka ksuba. And when she comes with the ksuba, that's when she collects the pesefas ksuba, the extra money. Yeah. Now the Gemara says, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, ksuba v'yeni mo get. Let's say the wife has a ksuba, but she doesn't have a get. Here, she says, oh, vaditi, I lost my get, and I didn't get paid yet. Pay me my ksuba for the ksuba. Vuayman, the husband says, no, you should know I paid you up the ksuba already. And over shavri, I lost my receipt. The Mishnah of the Chayim Ba'choyv, the same look applies by a Baal Choyv. Shehoitzi shtar choyv, where a Baal Choyv comes to collect the money. He has a shtar milva. I lent the person $1,000. And we know Shemitah just passed by, but Vieni, my prusbul. The Baal Choyv, the Malva, lost his prusbul, doesn't have it. So the Mishnah says, Harei elo lo yifro. These cases, they cannot collect. The Malva cannot collect his money, we're afraid. Since he lost it, usually you don't lose the Prusbul. So if you don't have it, Saraya, that you didn't have the Prusbul altogether. Therefore we say, Shemitah was Meshamet Chayiv, and you don't have a right to collect. And the same thing with the wife. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect her money. So now, that's what our Mishnah says. If she doesn't have a get, she can't collect the money. So Bishleim Malish Shmuel, according to Shmuel, is very good. Mukum Lava Mokum Shen Kaisvin. It's talking about a place which usually they don't write a ksuba. The Yom Kasafti, and she says that he wrote a ksuba. The Arminalei, we tell her, I see Raya, go bring a proof. Vilay Meister Raya, if you don't bring a proof, Arminalei Zilpura. Then we tell the husband, you have to go ahead and pay it. El Rab, but according to Rav, it's Kasha. What does the Mishnah say if she comes out with a ksuba? V'yeni mo get, that she doesn't get paid up. Ni di yikol legviya, that's good, she doesn't collect the ikka money. Since she doesn't have a get, the $200 of the ksuba itself, it's good what she doesn't collect. Because according to Rav, the wife only collects the $200, the ikka ksuba, when she shows the get. So here the Mishnah says she doesn't have a get, it's good that she doesn't get the ikka ksuba. But the kasha, according to Shmuel, according to Rav, is Toisefes Mil Tigvei. How come she doesn't collect the extra amount of money in the ksuba? The Mishnah says she has the ksuba. Ksuba v'yeini moget. Since she's coming and showing us the ksuba, Rav's halacha is when she has the get, with the get she gets the ikra ksuba. When she has the ksuba, the shtar ksuba, she gets the Toisefes, the extra money. So why does our Mishnah say she gets nothing? According to Rav, she should collect the Tosefes, the extra money. So this Gemara answers, Amar Rav Yosef, Hocha b'mayaskinon tishein shom eide gershon. I tell you, our Mishnah is talking about over here that she says she doesn't have a get. It's more than that. There's not even any eidim b'chlal that the husband gave her a get altogether. That's what we're talking about here. So therefore, we do not know at all that the husband gave her a get. So therefore, she comes with the ksuba, it means nothing. Why? Because migu d'yochle meima, legirashtiyo. Since the husband has a migu, if the husband wanted a lie, the husband could have said, listen, I never gave you a get. I never gave you the get. You have no right to collect any money at all. And we would believe the husband, because she has no proof, she has no way that she got the get. So since the husband has a migu, if he wanted a lie, he could have said a better lie. He could have said that what I did not give my wife a get,